shift. 44.
55. Hero ducks out of Tranny's celebratory dinner rather early, drags Reason off the Zodiac and onto the front porch of the houseboat, opens it up, and jacks his personal computer into its BIOS. Reason reboots with no problems. That's to be expected. It's also to be expected that later, probably when he most needs Reason to work, it will crash again, the way it did for Fisheye. He could keep turning it off and on every time it does this, but this is awkward in the heat of battle, and not the type of solution that hackers admire. It would be much more sensible just to debug it, which he could do by hand if he had time. But there may be a better way of going about it. It's possible that by now, Ing Security Industries has fixed the bug, come out with a new version of the software. If so, he should be able to get a copy of it on the street. Hero materializes in his office. The librarian pokes his head out of the next room, just in case Hero has any questions for him. What does Ultima Ratio Regum mean? The last argument of kings, the librarian says. King Louis XIV had it stamped onto the barrels of all the cannons that were forged during his reign. Hero stands up and walks out into his garden. His motorcycle is waiting for him on the gravel path that leads to the gate. Looking up over the fence, Hero can see the lights of downtown rising in the distance again. His computer has succeeded in jacking into L. Bob Reif's global network. He has access to the street. This is as Hero had expected. Reif must have a whole suite of satellite uplinks there on the Enterprise, patched into a cellular network covering the raft. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to reach the metaverse from his very own watery fortress, which would never do for a man like Reif. Hero climbs on his bike, eases it through the neighborhood and onto the street, and then gooses it up to a few hundred miles an hour, slaloming between the stanchions of the monorail, practicing. He runs into a few of them and stops, but that's to be expected. Ing Security Industries has a whole floor of a mile-high neon skyscraper near Port 1, right in the middle of downtown. Like everything else in the metaverse, it's open 24 hours because it's always business hours somewhere in the world. Hero leaves his bike on the street, takes the elevator up to the 397th floor, and comes face to face with a receptionist demon. For a moment, he can't peg her racial background. Then he realizes that this demon is half black, half Asian, just like him. If a white man had stepped off the elevator, she probably would have been a blonde. A Nipponese businessman would have come face to face with a perky Nipponese office girl.
"Yes, sir," she says. "Is this in regard to sales or customer service?"
"Customer service."
"Whom are you with?"
"You name it, I'm with them."
"I'm sorry."
Like human receptionists, the demon is especially bad at handling irony. "At the moment, I think I'm working for the Central Intelligence Corporation, the Mafia, and Mr. Lee's Greater Hong Kong."
"I see," says the receptionist, making a note.
Also like a human receptionist, it is not possible to impress her.
"And what product is this in regards to?"
"Reason."
"Sir, welcome to Ing Security Industries," says another voice.
It is another demon, an attractive black Asian woman in highly professional dress who has materialized from the depths of the office suite. She ushers Hero down a long, nicely paneled hallway, down another long paneled hallway, and then down a long paneled hallway. Every few steps, he passes by a reception area where avatars from all over the world sit in chairs passing the time. But Hero doesn't have to wait. She ushers him straight into a nice big paneled office where an Asian man sits behind a desk littered with models of helicopters. It is Mr. Ing himself. He stands up. They swap bows. The usher lady checks out.
"You working with Fisheye?"
Ing says, lighting up a cig. The smoke swirls in the air ostentatiously. It takes as much computing power realistically to model the smoke coming out of Ing's mouth as it does to model the weather system of the entire planet. "He's dead," Hero says. "Reason crashed at a critical juncture,
and he ate a harpoon. Ing doesn't react. Instead, he just sits there motionless for a few seconds, absorbing this data, as if his customers get harpooned all the time. He's probably got a mental database of everyone who has ever used one of his toys and what happened to them.
I told him it was a beta version, Ing says, and he should have known not to use it for infighting. A $2 switchblade would have served him better.
Agreed. But he was quite taken with it. Ing blows out more smoke, thinking,
as we learned in Vietnam, high-powered weapons are so sensorily overwhelming that they are similar to psychoactive drugs. Like LSD, which can convince people they can fly, causing them to jump out of windows. Weapons can make people overconfident, skewing their tactical judgment, as in the case of Fisheye.
I'll be sure and remember that, Hero says.
What kind of combat environment do you want to use Reason in?
Ing says. I need to take over an aircraft carrier tomorrow morning.
The Enterprise?
Yes.
You know,
Ing says, apparently in a conversational mood,
there's a guy who actually took over a nuclear missile submarine armed with nothing more than a piece of glass.
Yeah. That's the guy who killed Fisheye. I might have to tangle with him, too. Ing laughs.
What is your ultimate objective? As you know, we are all in this together, so you may share your thoughts with me.
I'd prefer a little more discretion in this case.
Too late for that, Hero,
says another voice. Hero turns around. It is Uncle Enzo, being ushered through the door by the receptionist, a striking Italian woman. Just a few paces behind him is a small Asian businessman and an Asian receptionist.
I took the liberty of calling them in when you arrived, Ing says, so that we could have a powwow.
Pleasure,
Uncle Enzo says, bowing slightly to Hero. Hero bows back. I'm really sorry about the car, sir.
It's forgotten,
Uncle Enzo says. The small Asian man has now come into the room. Hero finally recognizes him. It is the photo that is on the wall of every Mr. Lee's Greater Hong Kong in the world. Introductions and bows all around. Suddenly, a number of extra chairs have materialized in the office, so everyone pulls one up. Ing comes out from behind his desk, and they sit in a circle.
Let's cut to the chase, since I assume that your situation, Hero, may be more precarious than ours,
Uncle Enzo says. You got that right, sir.
We would all like to know what the hell is going on, Mr. Lee says. His English is almost devoid of a Chinese accent. Clearly his cute, daffy public image is just a front.
How much of this have you guys figured out so far?
Bits and pieces,
Uncle Enzo says.
How much have you figured out?
Almost all of it, Hero says. Once I talk to Juanita, I'll have the rest.
In that case, you are in possession of some very valuable intel, Uncle Enzo says.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a hypercard and hands it toward Hero. It says, 25 million Hong Kong dollars. Hero reaches out and takes the card. Somewhere on Earth, two computers swap bursts of electronic noise and the money gets transferred from the Mafia's account to Hero's.
You'll take care of the split with YT,
Uncle Enzo says. Hero nods. You bet I will.